What began as a Houston energy business problem and then became quickly perceived as a Washington political problem as well is also a problem for the accounting industry. Not only is the big accounting firm Arthur Andersen under scrutiny for its audit of Enron and its congressional testimony, but Deloitte Touche, another big accounting firm, just recently approved of Arthur Andersen in a peer review study. Paul Brown is professor of accounting at New York University. And Professor Brown, first I want to ask you about one thing that Arthur Andersen has been accused of, the destruction of documents by an auditing firm. Is that conceivably excusable or not?
I have trouble finding it excusable. It's not something that happens very often at all in the context of an audit.
Arthur Andersen has been faulted in the recent past for errors in its audits of waste management, Sunbeam. Now that we have the Enron problem, do we reach a point when we say something's wrong at Arthur Andersen, something may be wrong with the culture of that auditing firm?
I think those questions have to be asked. We're worried about whether there, in fact, is a systemic problem in the firm of Andersen. I think we would be remiss if those questions were not asked.
I mean, one of the questions, I think, that underlies all of this is when an accounting firm is retained by a corporation, are they working for the management or are they working for the investors, who in this case actually included many of the employees of the company as well? Who are they working for?
Yeah, there's no question that they should be working for and are in fact working for the investor. The investor is looking to the auditor to help protect the quality of the reports that are coming out of the corporation. Now, remember, those reports are the responsibility of the corporation, but then again, it's the responsibility of the auditor to at least pass judgment on the quality and the reliability of those financial statements.
But this is one of those principles of, in this case, accounting, that just it doesn't seem to pass the common sense test. That is, the accountants actually meet with the CFO or the CEO of the corporation. They know each other. They're in the building. The stockholders are scattered all over the country, if not all over the world. Naturally, we assume they really are working for the management.
I can understand that position, but we also have to remember Andersen is providing and is most worried about credibility here and reputation. So they understand what their responsibility is, and if they do not do what they should be doing, their reputation, in fact, is on the line.
But it seems that the party that vouches for the reputation of Arthur Andersen is, in this case, Deloitte Touche, that is to say, another big accounting firm that might have very similar relationships with other corporations. Does this system work, this peer review system, where one accounting firm vouches for another?
This particular catastrophe will probably lead to some serious reassessment as to whether the peer review system should be replaced with something very different. We must remember there are really not that many large firms anymore. And in fact, maybe we need some sort of independent, I'm not sure if it should be government-based, but maybe independent from the actual largest firms themselves.
When you say there are not that many big accounting firms anymore, there has been a series of mergers over recent years. The big how many are now the big how many?
You're absolutely right. I mean, not so many years ago, we had 8 large firms. It has worked its way down to 5 at this point, and quite frankly, I'm not sure where we'll be heading with the problems that Andersen has had right now. What if 5, in fact, reduced to 4 as a result of recent events? Maybe it is time to draw the line now and do something else very different to oversee the profession.
When you say 5, the big 5 accounting firms reduced to 4, you mean this could be 3 strikes for Andersen of coming on top of the other problems.
Yes, I think there is a possibility that Andersen in this situation, wonderful firm historically, very important set of clients in their coffers, but it will be the moment when the firm, which is the smallest of the 5, would naturally be thinking about partnering and or being purchased by one of the other firms.
Professor Brown, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Paul Brown is chairman of the accounting department at New York University's Stern School of Business. He spoke to us from New York City.